Greetings, everyone. I hope you all are doing well. Today, we begin our episode on the topic of love. What is love? What words, images, or feelings come to your mind when you hear the word love? If I asked 100 people what love meant to them, how consistent would the responses be? When I asked 9-year-old Mackenzie what love meant to him, his response was that love is a bond between two people. 11-year-old Manuel said that love is what you see at first sight. When you see someone and you want to know them, love is a feeling. 21-year-old Caitlin said that love is the absence of ego. Love is not possession. It is the desire to be present because you want to be. If you are going to love, do it without guard. It's standing in front of yourself or someone else, completely vulnerable, full of flaws, and realizing that it's okay. Love is safe, is a safe space. Love is freedom. 18-year-old Tiki said that love is loving someone unconditionally, loving them through the good and the bad, loving them for everything they hate about themselves, and sometimes even their horrible ways, sticking with someone no matter what, never giving up on them. If you look up the word love in a dictionary or online, it describes love as an intense feeling or deep affection for someone or something. These beautiful words and feelings are not what we hear and observe in society, in the media, within families, and in relationships. We see images that create fear, anger, anxiety, and stress. We hear words that provoke these same negative feelings. The intensity of negativity permeates movies, television shows, music, and lives due to the absence of pure divine love. So after lots of reflecting and researching, I realized that love is so misunderstood by so many people, and that the absence of pure divine love I call human love. What is human love? Human love is the love that we learn and express based on our experiences and what we have been taught. Human love is possessive. It has conditions. It is based on the ideation of selfishness, giving with expectations of receiving. It exists if certain conditions are present, sometimes based on looks, status, money, greed, sex, control, power struggles, intimidation, lack of self-confidence, and lack of self-esteem. Human love makes people feel unworthy, emotional, and unpleasant. It brings sadness, heartache, pain, distress, and fear. Human love is what has created the upheavals among humans and not the world. We often hear, oh, the world is chaotic, but it's not the world. The problem is with humans, because the world, which is nature, is perfect and filled with divine love, just as God the Creator intended for it to be. For in the world, we find the sun, the moon, the stars, air, water, fire, the earth, and all its natural components. The world is filled with divine love, in harmony, balance, and peace. This love is much more profound than human love. It is divine love, the unconditional, pure, essential, non-judgmental, non-biased, non-religious love. It is strong, powerful, and it transcends and transforms all. Divine love is God, the Creator, the Great Spirit. It is this love that is the reason why the sun, which is the guardian of the day, shines on the earth and all its inhabitants to provide us with energy, to awake, to want to create, to do, and allows us to see what is known, what exists. It is the same reason why the moon, the guardian of the night, changes forms every 3 days in order to bring things into maturity. The moon also helps us to see what is unknown, the mysteries. It is this divine love that is in the air we breathe, that is the creator, the breath of life of all and in all living things in existence, that provides us with the necessary oxygen filtered by the trees so that every cell in our body is filled with universal nutrients to penetrate life within us. Divine love is found in water, the sacred source of life that we drink and that cleanses, purifies, and flushes and facilitates the function of all living things. It is the ocean, the rivers, the lakes, and the ponds. Divine love is found in fire, which gives us the energy for passion, zeal, creativity, and motivation. It is our will, our determination, the power, and the inner light that burns in every soul, the soul that exists in every living thing. This pure divine love is what brings joy, peace, compassion, causes us to be humble, gives freedom, balance, and harmony to all living things. This is the love which should not only exist in nature, but amongst people, in families, in relationships, in the media, in movies, on the television shows, in the games, in music, and in social media. We each have a duty to strive to reach and experience this divine love. For I know this divine love, and there is no comparison to the love that I have experienced in the past. I see everyone and everything through the eyes of this pure divine love. I feel it when I breathe. I feel it every dawning when the sun rises. I hear it when the birds chirp. I see it in the trees, plants, flowers, and animals as they gracefully exist on Mother Earth. I feel it when I am in the shower, when I drink water. I feel and sense it when I am driving, smiling for no reason, wondering what exciting experience will I live today. I feel it at night when the moon comes out and the stars shine so bright. I feel it in the dark when I am asleep. I feel and sense it when I look at my fellow humans, mothers, fathers, children, brothers, sisters, cousins, kings, and my fellow queens. I feel it when I pray to God, my creator, and when I call upon my ancestors, my spirit guides, spirit helpers, and spirit protectors. This pure divine love is everywhere and in everything. Do you feel it? Do you sense it? If you do, I applaud you and continue to spread it and share it as I do. If you don't, that's fine too. It means that you have inner work to be done. You cannot experience this divine love without the inner work. No one can make you feel and sense this pure divine love. You must want it for yourself. You must search for it yourself. Seek and ye shall find. When you really desire to have your encounter with this pure divine love, it will reveal itself to you. But you must do the work. It will require you to go into solitude, which most people are afraid of. But it is there, and only there, in solitude, that you will come to find your true voice, the voice that speaks to your soul, to help you release what no longer serves you, to make space for the birthing and the existence of this powerful, energetic, passionate, pure, divine love. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for our second episode about love as we discuss love and relationships. Remember that love is the most powerful force in the universe. And as our ancestor Bob Marley said, one love. Boatshen is a branch of Zagfoss organization located in Gracia, Haiti. If you would like to get in touch with us, please send us an email at bwadch9@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and please spread the love by sharing this link.